Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God, which has been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much urging for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. And this, not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God.
In elementary school, we learned how to subtract. Take away, and you have less than when you started. Contrary to the laws of mathematics, however, God tells us that when those of us who are believers are generous, we'll receive blessings. Luke 6, verse 38 puts it this way, "Give, and it will be given to you, for by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." God's design for giving requires that we depend on His revealed word, not our own reason. Logic tells us to check the bank account before deciding how much to offer. The Bible, however, states that all wealth belongs to the Lord, and we're to give back to Him the first fruits of our labor. See Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14, and chapter 18, verses 4 and 5. So when we obey the Savior's command in Luke 6:38 to give, we can believe that we will be blessed. And while God doesn't always provide in the manner we expect or hope, we can trust He'll satisfy our needs and bless us in the way He knows will truly be best. The Lord understands our finances perfectly and will provide for us even during times of hardship. As we see in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 2, the Macedonian church, for example, gave generously even while experiencing affliction. And despite their trials, they knew great joy. Ask God what He'd like you to give to Him. Pray for the courage to obey, and then eagerly await His blessings.